Dr. Andrew Connolly is the Chief Medical Officer to Whatuoroa Health New Zealand Counties Manukau, and it's always wonderful to have him with us. Tēnā koe, good morning, and kia ora, mutu ao matariki there, Andrew. How are you doing today?
Kia ora. Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Dale. I'm needing to practice what I preach because I seem to be going through tissues a lot at the moment. Bit of a cold.
Hey, I'm the same too. I've got this sort of barking cough which I just can't shake, but it seems to be all around us, mate.
Yeah, it does.
Assuming it's flu, but then again, you know, how do you know if it's not long COVID?
Well, hopefully not. So, yeah, there's a lot of bugs around at the moment, and the cold weather doesn't help us, of course.
We're hearing lots of stories about the health system being under strain. Maybe you could just touch on where we're at here, flu, COVID jabs, and just sort of paint a picture of where we're at. I suppose we can use our own examples to sort of highlight it.
Well, we are, as you've said, Dale, under the pump at the moment. And look, I'm aware it's not just the hospitals. Our primary care colleagues are also incredibly busy. We always expect a lot of business, a lot of coughs and colds and sickness in winter, and so this is nothing new, but of course it's occurring at a time when we're still rebuilding our staff and everything after the effects of COVID and lockdowns and all the rest. So look, at everyone's doing it tough, but there are a number of things that we've got in place to try and help our community. You know, the government's announced that pharmacies highlighted that pharmacies can be a really good source of information and advice and treatments. Obviously, we've got the hospital itself for people who are really sick, but also, there's, you know, Healthline, I think, is something that we probably haven't spoken about for a while with you, Dale, and that's, so, Whakarongaro, which is fantastic. It's a free call system, and I understand that between 8 in the morning and 8 in the evening, there is almost always a Māori clinician available if listeners would prefer to speak with a Māori health professional. And this service gives fantastic advice and often can reassure people that they don't need to come up to the hospital straight away or give them advice on what symptoms to look out for. So just wanted to highlight that. Also, of course, highlight the vaccinations and trying to keep warm, trying to keep the kids dry and washing our hands and all those simple health measures.
Tēnā koe. Flu jabs, curious whether you have any data on the uptake from Māori and Pacifica for that opportunity.
I don't have specific data, I'm afraid, Dale. Certainly happy to try and find some, but I haven't been given any specific data on that. At the hospital, we track staff who've been vaccinated, but one of the frustrating things is we only can track the staff who've been vaccinated at the hospital. So I know a lot of our staff have been vaccinated. I'm sure a lot of them have had the jab, say, at the local chemist or at the GP. So lots of facilities around. It is free for kiddies aged between 6 months and 12 years. Anyone who's pregnant, the vaccine's free, and it's free for Māori and Pacific people aged over 55 and aged over 65 for everyone else. So, look, it's a wide range of the community can have a free flu jab, and I'd really encourage people to have that. It's good protection.
You know, I've got a feel for hospital staff, eh, because obviously, people are coming there because they're crooks, so you're really in the firing line, yourself included, eh, Andrew? Is that unnerving?
No, I don't think so. I think, we're used to seeing people who are sick, of course, so, and we still, all the staff in our community-facing parts, patient-facing parts of the hospital, we still wear masks, and I think when patients are in hospital, sometimes we may ask them to pop a mask on or visitors to have a mask on, and that's just to try and keep everyone as healthy as possible. obviously, you know, like anyone else, we can pick up coughs and colds or the flu or COVID. So we do need to be aware of our personal safety. And that's why we're currently wearing masks. And of course, we're very keen for all our staff to have the right jabs.
Tēnā koe, Andrew. I've been pleased that you've been willing to be a public advocate in a way for the establishment of Taka Whai Order. And this, whether you need to respond to this, up to you. But I know that the National Party want to have another learning environment for medical professionals established at Te Kirikiri or Hamilton. Is that something you would favour too, or is it awkward to speak of that at this time?
I probably shouldn't give an opinion on an actual establishment of a medical school, just simply being a civil servant, if you like. There are rules because it's close to an election. But look, I think and I've said this publicly before, irrespective of how we achieve it, I'm really keen, like I think just about everyone, to see more medical graduates coming out of our universities. Obviously, we've got the two universities at the moment. The National Party's supporting a third university, but I think all parties support the final common aim, which is to have a lot more people who are born in Aotearoa graduating as doctors and entering and staying in our health workforce. So really keen on the final product, but I think I'll hold off comment on the how we get there. Leave it to the experts to debate.
All the best to you, mate. All the best to you and your whānau too, Andrew, as we hit Matariki. It's a special time of year, and many across the country are acknowledging that. So it's whānau time. Hope it all goes well for you too, brother.
Thank you, and likewise.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Dale.
Thanks, mate. Andrew Connolly, Chief Medical Officer, Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand.